been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you from the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware, located conveniently close to the Joseph R. Biden Amtrak station. That's how we came in, by the way. Love taking the train, and love that Amtrak Joe took that train just about every day when he was a senator between Wilmington and Union Station in Washington, D.C. I will say, for those of you listening about Amtrak, Amtrak has a deal out there now, and nobody knows it. They've done a terrible job promoting it. They even did a terrible job promoting it when they did the similar deal 8 months ago and 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they had basically an Amtrak pass, good for 30 days, 10 different segments, right? You could hop on, hop off all over the country. It was $500, but if you do the math, that's only $50 a trip. And for kids under the age of 12, it was $250. I like to joke that for that $500 pass, you could check off all the boxes and visit every one of your dysfunctional relatives in one trip. Just get it all done. And if you planned it properly, you wouldn't have to do too many hotels. You could also sleep on the train. Okay, now, if you book before the 22nd, that's coming up, they've lowered the price this time. Remember, it expires the 22nd. It's now $299 for that same 30-day pass. You can't beat that. $29 a trip. Come on. Now, Amtrak doesn't advertise it a lot. They don't promote it a lot. But every time I see that, I let you guys know about it. Because if you're looking to save money, especially during a time when airfares are skyrocketing. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago that my airfare between Los Angeles and New York was $92? You know what it is this week? $860. Yikes. Get me on a train. So there you go. An opportunity there. Let's go to some of your emails. Here's one from Madonna, who writes, do you have any idea what flights are COVID-tested flights for August? Yes, I can tell you about that. Italy is allowing Americans in on what they call COVID-free flights, meaning you've all been tested and you've all been vaccinated. Delta's doing it, and United's doing it out of Newark and out of, I believe Chicago. Delta's definitely doing it out of Atlanta. So they're probably going to continue that through the month of July. But remember, as each one of these EU countries opens up, a lot of the requirements for testing may go by the wayside as long as you can prove vaccination. So that's the answer for you, Donna. Here's one from another Donna, Donna Blaze. Is there any way you can report on the ongoing fraud and deception of Travelocity? Their customer service is awful. They refuse to issue refunds. And there are entire Facebook groups planning class action lawsuits. I hear you. And it's not just Travelocity. It's almost all of the OTAs. And what does an OTA stand for? An online travel agency. And yet, these OTAs, when the you-know-what hit the fan during the pandemic, claimed they weren't travel agents. They just, you know, did a transaction for the airline and they weren't responsible. It was up to the airline to refund your money. Here we go again with that DOT rule. And the OTAs basically absolve themselves of any responsibility. They have to come to grips with what they are. An OTA stands for Online Travel Agency. Who are the agency of? You? Are they your advocate? Or are they just handling a transaction? That's why you're seeing a lot of class action lawsuits being filed, because people want their refunds back, but they also want a definition of terms as to what these OTAs really do when the you-know-what hits the fan. And good luck getting anybody on the phone. Oh, my God. By the way, that's not particular to OTAs. I was put on hold by American Airlines earlier this week for 37 minutes. And by some of our listeners' calculations, I got off easy. They were on hold for an hour and 50 minutes just to get a question answered or to get some action taken on a problem they had. Totally unacceptable behavior. But Donna, I hear you. And as we learn more about the class action suits, I'll let you know. Okay, do I know, this is from Linda, do I know any more information about the two COVID positive tests that came from the Century Millennium? As many of you know, we were on that ship, we did the radio show from that ship, and when we got tested on the way out, which we had to do to comply with U.S. regulations, two of the passengers tested positive. The ironic thing is, everybody on that ship had been vaccinated, the officers, the crew, and the passengers. These two passengers were asymptomatic, they were isolated, they were quarantined. They were monitored. There was a lot of contactless delivery while they did that. Everything was fine, and they're fine. It proved that the system worked, if you really want to know the truth. Of 648 passengers, two positive tests of people who were already vaccinated and asymptomatic, I would almost think it was a false positive. But either way, it did show that the system worked, and they're going to be cruising again on that ship. All right. Now, Nancy says, I've never done FedEx shipping luggage. Any hints on the best way to do it and the cost? As many of you know, I haven't checked a bag domestically in over 9 years. I believe there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost. But forgetting that, the reason why I ship my bags is because I save 2.5 hours of my life every time I do it, right? I'm not schlepping the bags to the airport. I'm not then schlepping them from the counter to the TSA place. And even worse, I'm not standing down at the refugee center known as baggage claim when the plane lands for 40 minutes waiting for my bag, hoping that it was on the same flight that I was, and then getting stuck in traffic with everybody else waiting in line for ground transportation. The key here is you don't need it positively overnight. Check off the box that says 3 days in advance discount when you go and also when you return. And you can ship your bag. They just put a label on the bag that's unbreakable, and it works. Now, it's not just FedEx. It's UPS does it. And any one of 17 other shipping services, you're in good company. I highly recommend it. Hey, stick around, everybody. When we come back, more with Eye on Travel with how do you really complain when things go wrong and to whom? Back with more of Eye on Travel from the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware, right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Need more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from the legendary Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of your emails right now. Here's one from Anna. I want to fly from LAX to Lisbon. Do you have any suggestions on the best airline for this trip? Well, if they bring back their service in a full way, TAP has a nonstop from San Francisco to Lisbon that really does the job, or they also fly from JFK or Newark. If you're going to go overseas and connect, I wouldn't do it in London. That's a mess. I wouldn't do it in Paris because you're changing terminals. What I would do it, I wouldn't mind Munich or Frankfurt. You may have to do a little walking in Frankfurt, but they do an efficient job. Those are the two that I would look at. I'd even look at Madrid on a One World flight on Iberia or even American. So that's what I would do. Let's go to... Michael has a question. I'm looking to go to Rocky Mountain National Park. Do I have any tips on how to get in this summer? Well, based on the question that he asked and that wording, you already know the answer. America's national parks are getting crowded. They may be getting overcrowded. They may be getting closed. It's a huge boom in people trying to get into, you know, Yosemite and Yellowstone and Rocky Mountain National Park and Canyonlands and the Arches and so many popular national parks, Acadia National Park on the East Coast. And here's the thing. They're going to have to start closing because they literally cannot handle the load. So my advice is do your homework. There are so many great state parks in close proximity to so many of these national parks. There's a great state park next to Yosemite, by the way. I've stayed there. They have camping facilities. They have campgrounds. They have facilities that are available. They may take reservations, but do that now because the national parks are basically going to be almost off limits this summer. They're so crowded. I mean, look at the situation in Bozeman, Montana. I keep talking about this. When I talk about all the new routes that the airlines have added, almost every airline has put Bozeman on the list. They're all flying to Bozeman. Why? It's close to Yellowstone. I get that. But they're flooding in with 200,000 airline seats a month into Bozeman. They're not even 2,000 hotel rooms in Bozeman. So it may be inexpensive to get there. It may be very expensive to be there with absolutely no guarantee you're even going to get into Yellowstone. So with more than 390 national parks and monuments and preserves in the United States, get creative here. Think outside the box. Let's go to one in Indiana. Go to one in Wisconsin. Go to one in Minnesota. Go to one in Arkansas. Go to one in Florida in the summer. You might actually have a better experience simply because the crowds might be unmanageable. Okay? Here's one from Liz. I'm going to London on July 21st, just about a month from now. How close to my departure date should I take a COVID test, and will I need to quarantine still? Well, remember, July 21st is in that gray area. I'm still believing that Boris Johnson is going to announce that July 19th will be the day that vaccinated Americans can come to the United Kingdom. But for me to tell you on this weekend in June that it's a slam dunk, I can't do that. July 21st may be too close. But assuming that they do make that announcement, then you need to do it 72 hours before you go to the UK to get that negative test. And you've got to bring proof of vaccination, those CDC vaccination cards. Okay, don't forget that or you will be out of luck. And remember, we're going to be watching the July dates very carefully. I really do believe July 19th might just be the magic date that you need. Remember, UK is a holdout. Canada is a holdout. But neither of these destinations can really afford to be with another summer with no revenue. It's really as simple as that. Okay, here's one from Robert who says, my wife and I are going to Antarctica on December 9th. Flying from Dallas-Fort Worth down to Buenos Aires, then a charter flight to Ushuaia, one of my favorite cities, the southernmost city in Argentina, and home of the one of the best restaurants I've ever been in, by the way. If anybody wants to know the name of it, I'll tell you. And it's all included in the cost of the cruise. The Hurtigruten MS Hansen is a ship. Great ship, by the way. I have called them twice regarding if passengers and crew will be 100% vaccinated with no answer. We have been vaccinated, and your help in finding an answer to this question. Well, you know what? We will check with the Hurtigruten folks and get you that answer. You deserve an answer to that. But my guess is, given the demographics of their audience and given the nature of the trip and given where they're going, the last thing they want is somebody on that ship who's not vaccinated in the middle of the Antarctic. So I will check with them, but my intuition tells me, Robert, that it will be 100% vaccination of officers, crew, and passengers. Okay? Here's one. This is an interesting one about Switzerland. And I'm not even going to read the letter. I'm going to tell you the story. It's great that all these countries are opening up. But at least one country that I know of is adding a wrinkle to it. And the wrinkle is Switzerland. They're saying, if you have proof of vaccination, you can come to Switzerland. However, you can't be vaccinated outside of 6 months for when you want to go. So, for example, if you got vaccinated this past January, you're probably not going to be able to go to Switzerland in August. You're outside the six-month window. So double check with Switzerland and any other country that you want to go to make sure they haven't put on that little extra added clause, which will keep you out. Another reason for not laminating your vaccine cards, because you may have to get a booster. And then someone's going to have to put a stamp on those cards. So please do not laminate your vaccination cards. Please do photocopy them three different times, right? One in a place that you know where it is, but not in your wallet where you have your passport or your vaccination cards. One that you give to your significant other or travel companion, and one you keep at home. All right? That's what you need to do. And hopefully we'll find out about these wrinkles. Stick around, everybody. When we come back, more of Eye on Travel will be joined by Ed Fuller, my old pal from his days being president of Marriott International, with his travel tips about hotels in the pandemic. Back right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Now, back to Eye on Travel.
42 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware. Of course, you can always reach me. Just send me an email, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go do that right now with some of your emails. Here's one from Helene O'Rourke who says, I've been trying to get my global entry card renewed, but I can't seem to find anybody to help. Who do I contact and how do I do it? Well, in the old days, Helene, you might actually be able to show up at an airport office, or in the old days, you might be able to even pick up the phone. Well, these aren't the old days. You're going to have to do it online to begin with. And once you do it online, they will then send you an email response scheduling an interview or even more information needed. Keep in mind that this process can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks or longer, especially in the area of passport renewals or even new passports. Even if you choose the expedited service, the minimum time is 6 weeks. Now, look, we're in June now. You may lose the summer on this. And if you don't take the expedited service, it could be 5 months. And that's not because they're being notoriously slow, although they have been. It's because not everybody who's working at the passport office is working in the passport office, and they need real human beings to work there. You can't do this one from home. You have a skeleton staff, and the process is excruciatingly slow. So do not pass go. Do not wait. Do not collect $200. Get in that application as soon as you can, and then be prepared to wait. It's really as simple and as complicated as that, and I wish I had better news. Here's one from, where is this now? Oh, here's one from Bob Sansone. My wife and I are going to Brazil next month to visit her family, and it's my first time. We're going for 30 days and visiting all these different cities. We have all of our vaccinations. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Yes, check out the quarantine requirements in Brazil. You know, they are still a hot spot. They're still locked down. You know, when the United States opens to foreign passengers, Brazil's not going to be number one on the list. I can tell you that right now. And neither is Argentina. And neither are some other places that just did not get a handle on this. So double check what the quarantine regulations are. And to give you an idea of how bad they can be, even if I'm vaccinated, if I flew to Singapore today, fasten your seatbelt, I would have to be quarantined for 3 weeks at my own expense. How wild is that? 3 weeks at my own expense, no ifs, ands, or buts, no sense of humor about it. So guess what? We're not going to Singapore, and you might not be going to Brazil. It's as simple and as silly as that, but it's true. Okay, now, the bottom line is every country is changing their regulations by the hour. And, you know, you got to stay on top of it. Go to our website, which I'm just tearing a page off so I can read it to you, but it's easy. It's petergreenberg.com. Or you can email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. But we try to update it every 3 days to give you the latest news on this roller coaster that we're all on as to who gets to go where, how, and for how long. Okay? Now, the bottom line is, once the EU opens up, you're going to start seeing Central Europe, the countries that are not members of the EU, you're going to start seeing them open up. Then it's going to go more than likely to the Near East. Even though India had a spike and Pakistan had a spike, they'll probably be next. The guys who are just sitting around doing nothing about this, it's Thailand, Cambodia, and parts of Indonesia and Malaysia. They're still suffering. Sri Lanka the same way. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. Now, the bottom line is, when you get a chance, get out the map. This is a time to be a contrarian traveler. Take your bucket list, and you know what you do with it? Burn it, because everybody else wants to go where you want to go. There are 196 countries in the world. Many of them are opening up now. Places that you never even thought you'd ever want to go to. Go to them. Same thing within the United States, right? I mean, I just got off, you know, a trip to places in the U.S., I'll report on it next week, that I'd never been to, and what a voyage of discovery it was. All of these are opportunities that you didn't have before. You never even contemplated them, but you have them now. And as long as you act wisely and responsibly, you get to benefit from them without the crazy crowds, right? Yes. Is everybody back on the road this summer? Yes. Are they driving more cars than ever? Yes. Are they driving more RVs than ever? Yes. But where are they going? It goes back to the old suggestion of Yosemite and Yellowstone. Be a contrarian person. Go to some of the other national parks that are not as crowded, and you'll have a much better experience. Remember, at this point in your life, what did you learn during the pandemic? You didn't have to stand in line. What do you never want to do again? Stand in line. All right? Is that clear enough? I'm serious. You can benefit from this, right? Beware of the law of unintended consequences, except if it acts in your favor. And right now, as long as you're a contrarian traveler, it is in your favor. All right? Stick around. We've got a whole lot more coming as Ion Travel returns from the DuPont Hotel in Wilmington, Delaware, right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Ion Travel will be right back.